AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. How serious would it be to shut down the Department of Homeland Security in a political fight over immigration issues? With just hours left until DHS runs out of money, AP White House correspondent Mark Smith has one answer to that.
Some House Republicans contend the impact on national security would be minimal. And if that's the cost of stopping President Obama from shredding the Constitution with his immigration actions, so be it. But Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says his department's operations would be hard hit.
Approximately 30,000 DHS employees will be furloughed, including most of our headquarters staff.
Another 200,000 would be deemed essential and stay on the job, but wouldn't get paychecks. And Johnson says hiring, training, and long-range planning for security at airports and borders would be disrupted. Mark Smith at the White House.
Someone has hacked to death an American blogger in Bangladesh. Avijit Roy was known for speaking out against Islamic extremists. Now a previously unknown group says it killed him because he committed a crime against Islam. British spy agencies are facing questions about how a London man became the face of those beheading videos for Islamic State militants. Our Charles de Ledesma's in London.
Spy officials will need to explain how a young Londoner who was on their radar as part of terrorist investigations was able to travel to Syria and became the masked militant known as Jihadi John. Officials have identified the man shown in hostage beheading videos as Kuwaiti-born Mohammed Emwazi, who was known to the intelligence services for years in connection with wider investigations into Islamic terrorism.
A drug lord on Mexico's most wanted list has been captured by federal police there. Servando Gomez, once a school teacher, was arrested in the city of Morelia in central Mexico without a shot fired, according to one official. This is AP Radio News. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is telling those at the Conservative Political Action Conference he shouldn't be counted out for president next year. Our Ed Donahue's in Washington.
Christie hasn't decided yet if he will run.
I'll take my chances on me. I've done pretty well so far.
He has mostly avoided criticizing potential Republican opponents, but Christie did talk about Jeb Bush.
If the elites in Washington who make backroom deals decide who the president's going to be, then he's definitely the front runner.
As for Chris Christie,
if the people of the United States decide to pick the next president of the United States and they want someone who looks at them in the eye, connects with them, and is one of them, I'll do okay if I run.
And Christie says he is not too brash for the Oval Office. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The former Florida governor, Jeb Bush, talks to CPAC this afternoon. Checking gas prices for you now. Gas is $2.37 a gallon, up from $2.34 yesterday. But last year at this time, $3.62 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.